Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the 5 o'clock happy hour. And I'm happy to see you again, my little buddy. Welcome to the political party.
Hey, Crudy, good to see you. Evan, Fancy, Brian, our fair audience, great to be with everybody. It is a beautiful day. It's about damn time here in Wisconsin.
Well, Dominic, I know you always like to think of Thursday as Friday Eve, but you know I like it. To think of this particular Thursday is the day after the 420 party.
Yeah, how's that hangover? How you feeling?
I feel like a million bucks.
Yeah, me too, man.
I guess that was the very point I was going to make. After a lot of the soirees we have around here, and another big one, the next big public soiree for all you devil lovers, and in that all of us, come on down, see the Devil's Advocates May 17th at one of Hawk's finer neighborhood bars. This one, that Funky Monkey, the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, 217 Cottage Grove Road. And I'll be broadcasting live 3 to 6. The Devil's Advocates family, political guest, you know, to be named later. And the Minions, Dom. All the lovers, the followers. And I still haven't come up with a good name for the Summer of Love 2.0. But we're beta testing one. The Boosted Boogaloo. Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo. Instead of Electric Boogaloo, Boosted Boogaloo.
Sure,
I'm just,
man.
I'm beta testing that.
just call it free beer. Everybody will show up.
Well, I didn't say that. You got to buy your own beers, man.
All right, call it free beer tomorrow. Everybody will show up.
There will be free beer there.
Tomorrow.
Dom's buying. Dom, wanted to ask you about the very topic I led the big show with. You see the reporting? I know you did. You posted it on the Facebook page, the New York Times reporting. The Republican Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, and, his junior sidekick from the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, they both wanted Donald Trump out after the January 6th. They both said some pretty courageous things, at least internally. Now being reported right in a book. But at that time, they were showing a lot of courage. How Mitch McConnell, if I understood the reporting, and I have excellent reading comprehension skills, Dom, but if I understood the reporting accurately, Mitch McConnell thought the Democrats would successfully convict Donald Trump. And it wasn't until he read the tea leaves of his own caucus that he turned yellow belly, that he walked away from his own position. That would have been the time to kill Trump.
To actually lead, to actually show some courage. It takes zero courage to say behind closed doors and smoke-filled rooms that Donald Trump is a POS and he should never be there. And it takes zero courage to do that. When you see that his sycophants are against you on that, you have an option at that very moment to lead or to follow them.
And what was Mitch McConnell? Do you see the specific statement he said? Well, I didn't get to be majority leader by voting with five of my colleagues, right? Meaning right. I only find myself in the majority. When I cast a vote, I vote with the caucus because I am their leader, even if that means showing no moral character, not standing up to the former president. I mean, this guy was outraged, according to the reporting. McConnell was, McCarthy was. Yet he sold his own soul for Donald Trump. Because he didn't kill him. And he should have, right? They should have stuck a stake in his heart. Politically, Mitch McConnell knows this man is not fit to serve. And Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy's stance was a little bit different. McCarthy thought when the House voted to impeach, obviously sending it over to a Senate trial, McCarthy's plan, so he claimed, was to go tell the president, now is your time to resign.
Right.
A similar action with the threat of impeachment looming over Richard Nixon. You know, that's what statesmen do. But that's not what Kevin McCarthy did.
And not only that, Crudy, McCarthy, according to the New York Times article, McConnell's office declined to comment. A spokesman for McCarthy denied that the Republican late leader told colleagues he would push Trump to leave office. Quote, McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign, the spokesman said.
He should, but I won't push him because that would take some real courage. Yeah,
they have no courage. I mean, it's not like, you know, McConnell's got to worry about paying the cable bill, man. I mean, you know, what's the problem? Even if you stand up,
power, he would have to give up. Okay,
you can
power.
Only have snort so much power, McConnell. I mean, so what? What is your master plan?
Yeah, it's never enough. Always another line, man.
Right,
and
give it all
Jones.
Away for just a little bit more. And so, what is? It's not only that they show cowardice. And that the big problem is when you see an attack on this country by the Trumpsters, by the MAGAs, their initial reaction, I think, was proper. Yes, this is terrible. You can't do that. You should resign. But then they take the pulse and, well, I guess everybody and a lot of these people in the Republicans, they're down for this. They believe this. So we'll just go along with them now.
Are they also fearful, though, not just right. You know, publicly fearful of some sort of political retribution, but actually fearful for their lives? If they stood up to the domestic terrorist, the capital insurrectionist, if they came out publicly, and Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit, he came to the Senate chamber and he used some strongly words, you know, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted. But that wasn't your action. Your action would have been to vote to convict. Set the example for your caucus. Help
lead
sure.
the caucus. Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. I mean, you know that. You've said it. You've expressed that. How do you not use that authority, use your leadership to bring them along and say, you guys, this is be crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. There's none of that. I mean, it's all, you know, it's like it's quarterly returns, man. Do everything you can to make as much money in the next 3 months as you possibly can. Don't worry about the long-term effects. They're not worried about the long-term effects, which is super unfortunate because now we have the, you know, of the two major political parties in this country, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Well, they deserve it. They didn't kill their malignancy. They didn't cut off the cancer. They let it grow. It's gangrenous. You know, now it's going to kill the entire party, right? Because Mitch McConnell, all he really cares about is the power. And he might get a return of power, sort of. But of course, if Joe Biden is still the president, he's got no real power. He's only got the power of obstruction. Well, he's already demonstrated a mastery of obstruction. But he's not
down with that,
to,
no doubt.
Well, no doubt. But at the end of the day, Dom, there will be a price to pay. And Mitch McConnell, he's like 172 years old. He's like Methuselah, right? He's an old turtle. But he seems like a tough old buzzard. Doesn't seem like he's going to pass away. Why isn't anyone questioning Mitch McConnell run for re-election, right? I see articles about Dianne Feinstein. You know, maybe she's not as sharp as she used to be. Well, is Mitch McConnell as good as he used to be? And at the end of the day, if the Republican leader knows that this guy is a cancer on the party, and how could you not know, right?
Of course they
know. He knows.
Of course they know. They knew
they
from day one.
They all know. Yet they're also willing to compromise any scintilla of a principle of character.
They didn't, but they didn't have any principle to begin with.
I don't believe that none of them did.
I don't believe it for a minute. Family values my ass.
I don't think they started in public service to say, where could I sell my soul for what price? Somewhere they get in there and they start compromising their soul in little bits. they're like the frog in the pot. I don't believe even a guy like Ted Cruz. I don't think Ted Cruz started his public career thinking, you know, someday I'm going to lead a coup against the U.S. government. But he kind of did. Legally, he led the theoretical coup. And it wasn't theoretical. It was a plan that just didn't come to fruition. It was a failed coup.
And if there's no consequence, it's essentially a trial run, right? Because we're going to have to go through it again. And the Republicans had an opportunity to, many opportunities to reject this. And they continue to fail to do so. And
they
not only that,
it, baby.
Well, now
they
they're gonna get behind what? DeSantis. DeSantis is gonna be the new Trump.
He's the better fascist. He doesn't tweet out so crazily, but he fights all the right fights. I mean, he's starting to fight with the gays, the trans. He hates Disney. You know, do you ever think you'd see the day where a Republican governor who thinks he's the leader, the next presidential guy? Do you ever think you'd see a day where his new campaign slogan is, I'm going to stick it to big business?
Right.
Where do you think you get all the money? That $100 million war chest you got right now, Ron DeSantis, which makes you think you're inevitable? I mean, this guy's good. Ron DeSantis is the new Scott Walker. Slightly better hair, graduated from college, but he's a dreamer, just like Winker was. But he is doing the same thing on a state level. He's putting all the worst policies he possibly can forward, not for the betterment of the state of Florida, certainly not for the taxpayers. I mean, his attack on Disney are going to cost the taxpayers of the county that hosts Disney like $2,200 per family in increased property taxes.
Yeah, Orange County and Osceola County.
My understanding also is effectively Disney's on a current liability of like $2 billion.
Yes.
If he does this, if he scrubs the 1967 law that created this separate entity, Disney's responsible for all their own services, all their own collections, they are their own community effectively.
They're like the villages.
You take it away from them, and you're basically forgiving $2 billion worth of debt. So DeSantis is sticking it to Disney by forgiving them of $2 billion debt and sticking it to the taxpayers of Florida. And why is he doing all this crap? Well, to seem like the fighter. The same
lieutenant
sort of fighter
governor came out
that Scott
and
Walker
accused
was.
Disney of sexualizing children. I mean, this is it. This is what we're dealing with. And the voters of Florida are not going to like that very much. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
America is back.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
No.
I didn't say that very artfully.